Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. ABC television station WFTS in Tampa, Florida, did a recent story titled, Hidden Camera Investigation Shows Big Differences in Cellular Gold Prices. Reporter Michael George used 6 pieces of jewelry that did not contain any gemstones to show to 6 different buyers that advertised that they bought gold in the Tampa area. He asked for offers to purchase the jewelry. The results were eye-opening. 3 long-established businesses made offers ranging from $175 to $185 for the group of items. An established pawn shop offered $127. A relatively new business whose focus was on purchasing gold from the public offered $114. Finally, the reporter checked the Treasure Hunter Roadshow, a hotel buyer that has set up in the Lansing area several times over the past 2 years. This hotel buyer offered only $45. This television report can be viewed at abcactionnews.com. The reporter made a few observations to keep in mind if you are looking to receive the highest price when you are looking to sell your gold jewelry. First, he suggested checking for at least 3 offers. Second, he observed that the highest buyers in his survey were the long-established companies for whom buying gold jewelry was only a small part of their business. This observation makes a lot of sense. Long-term businesses have a reputation to protect. They don't want to risk harming their entire business if they are not a competitive buyer of gold jewelry. At the other extreme, a company that is here today and gone tomorrow does not have as strong an incentive to be a competitive buyer. The hotel and mail-it-in buyers are typical of such companies. They seek to make a maximum profit from a single transaction rather than developing long-term customer relationships. In the case of the Treasure Hunter Roadshow, almost every time this company has returned to set up in the Lansing area hotel, it has done so under different names. I suspect the name changes are used to avoid being tarnished by the negative publicity from a company's previous appearances in our area. By the way, other price surveys have found that the most competitive buyers also tend to be those who comply with state and local laws regarding the purchase of such items. In Michigan, for instance, buyers of precious metals, jewelry, and gemstones are required to have a specific license from the local police department and county sheriff to do so. They must also post this license conspicuously in their place of business and submit police reports for virtually every purchase of jewelry from the public. There are buyers who, knowingly or not, fail to comply with Michigan laws. Generally, they tend to offer less for jewelry than licensed buyers. To me, the public could gain a lot of knowledge if more of the media engaged in these price surveys and published the results. However, the non-competitive buyers in such surveys just might pull advertising, so don't hold your breath waiting for a thorough price survey. Last June, I wrote a consumer protection article titled, Thinking of Selling Your Gold Jewelry? Watch out for these gold buying tricks and scams. The column includes 16 tips to help you obtain the highest price for your gold jewelry. It is posted online at coinupdate.com and can be found by searching through all my archived articles there. My own companies have commissioned surveys of what buyers will pay for silver products. The price disparities are even wider than they are for gold. There is an active market for silver coins and ingots where high-volume coin and bullion dealers can make extremely competitive offers to buy, which jewelers and other buyers simply cannot match. There again, it is a good idea to check for multiple offers. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.